Rock 107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show, you dumb son of a bitch.
Jesus. Way to just insult our listeners right off
the bat. All right, you big moron. You just sack of crap. I'm just kidding. I love each and every one of you. You're my favorite.
Come on, it's a Tuesday. Ease into it, man. Ease into it.
No, I'm going full bore. Yeah. All right? I'm showing my cards right now. All right, we'll take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, we got a whole bunch of rock news to get to. Let's do it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news. Quick Hits Disturbed have announced the first 26 cities they'll hit in their 2019 North American tour, but they have not announced dates or venues yet. Drummer Ray Luzier says the new Korn album will be out in March. That's very good news.
Nice.
And All That Remains have finished up the follow-up to their 2017's release, Madness. It's expected out early next year, and they released a teaser track with a title that can't be said on the radio. So I can't. It's a naughty word.
Bad word,
huh? Not bad word. Bad words in it.
Hey, going back to Disturbed, can we get them at, like, Czar's or something?
Jesus.
Pack that place out.
That'd be insane.
You know, they haven't released any of the dates yet, so maybe they have some dates available.
Yeah. Coming, I'm not going to say it because someone's going, you said the Disturbed was coming.
Right.
No, they're not coming. Don't worry.
Come on.
I'll see what I can
do. Let's try it.
I'll see what I can do. It doesn't hurt to ask.
You know?
Doesn't hurt to ask. And then the entire downtown St. Joe gets burned to the ground because Disturbed was in a 300-person venue.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dave Grohl has done a couple of things with the Muppets, and now he's going to work their fuzzy cousins with their fuzzy cousins on Sesame Street. Huh. Not much is known about Grohl's appearance except for a photo posted by one of the people who works on the show. He said that the Foo Fighters mastermind was incredible. The appearance is slated for the show's 50th season, which kicks off in February.
So, I didn't even know Sesame Street was still on.
I knew it was still on just because I got a niece and a couple nephews that watch it from time to time. But I don't think it's as big as us because we didn't have as many options as kids have nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, now kids have Paw Patrol and Bob the Builder.
Yeah, we had like one channel. What was on that channel is what you got.
That's what you watched.
You know?
But I think we had Sesame Street was pretty badass. And you know what? We had Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, so it doesn't matter what the kids have nowadays.
Right.
We had OG Mr. Rogers.
Was that your favorite?
Oh, dude. I loved
Mr. Did you ever watch Pee Wee Herman?
No, I never did.
Nope. I think it was kind of past our time a little bit. It was like right on that.
Yeah.
Right on that.
No, it's because my parents cared about me and they didn't watch me watching that psycho.
Creepy ass.
Lastly, Jonathan Davis got visibly emotional during Korn's first two shows after the death of his wife, Devin, last month. The band performed most of Follow the Leader during the shows in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Las Vegas last week. During the San Francisco show, Davis told the crowd that For You was his wife's favorite song. He ended up giving a monkey a long hug after the final song. And emotional. Man. I'm sure to get back on stage.
You know, honestly, man, that guy's family life, he's had it pretty rough.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
His son, is it his son or his daughter is diabetic?
I believe his daughter is. His
daughter.
Yeah.
So he was kind of on a big, like, hiatus because of that.
And his wife, had struggles for quite some time. And, just lost her, I believe, what was it, last month?
How did she pass? Does it say?
I can't remember the issues, but I think she was struggling with some mental issues. So yeah, but I'm sure it's very cathartic for him to get on stage. I know it's emotional, but almost for him to keep that mind busy is probably why he's back out there. But we wish him and the band the best as they continue on their tour. That's your rock news. We'll be back.